You can call this next story one part cinematography and one part natural history. Gordon Buchanan of the BBC's Natural History Unit joining us from Glasgow. Good morning.
Hello there. Hi.
Gordon, describe what it is you peered through the lens of a camera when you were up in the Himalayan mountains there in Bhutan.
Well, interestingly, we were there looking for an animal that I knew straight away that I wasn't going to be able to see with my own eyes. So we had to sort of employ different camera techniques and put out almost 100 different remote cameras, little camera traps that we put on the trees. But the results from that revealed that there are tigers living and breeding at an altitude in the Himalayas that has previously been unknown.
And we're not talking about snow leopards or anything that we would associate with that high of an altitude. These are tigers that would normally be found where?
Well, much lower down, at sort of optimum tiger habitat, you find sort of much lower altitudes in through India. And it wasn't previously thought that tiger habitat and snow leopard habitat would anywhere near overlap. And as we found, they're almost living shoulder to shoulder with each other right up in the Himalayas.
And 13,000 feet, competing with snow leopards, this is partly a story of the ability of tigers to adapt. And it's also a story of humans chasing them up to where humans don't live. Which is it?
Well, the problem with tigers is us, really, human beings. They're a big animal and they need a lot of space. So up until about 100 years ago, tigers really didn't have many problems, and we were very much in fear of them. They had big areas to roam over, but going from maybe about 100,000 wild tigers 100 years ago, there's only something like 3,000 left in the wild. The problems are lack of habitat and intense poaching. So really the fact that we're discovering them in an area that sort of they're we didn't previously know that they exist, it gives a little bit of a kind of light at the end of the tunnel for tigers, because within 10 to 15 years, they could be extinct.
Did it occur to you when you looked at the footage and saw these tigers who appear to be breeding and actually developing a sustaining population to refer to, you know, Rudyard Kipling, your co-national there, Tiger Tiner Burning Bright, turns out they're hiding at a higher height?
Yeah, well, that's a good one.
Not bad,
but I
huh?
think it felt definitely... Kipling's world of tigers in India felt a very, very long way away. And to be honest, when I was walking the ridges of the Himalayas looking for tigers, I really believed that it was just a wild goose chase. I didn't think we were going to find them. And we were getting these tantalizing little clues, cats, droppings and scratch marks, but I didn't believe it was going to be tigers. I thought it could be snow leopards or even just the common leopard. But so I was absolutely amazed and overwhelmed that we found them there.
Finally, Gordon, how often does something you find in your footage become significant to naturalists and biologists?
Well, rarely. I mean, generally my job is to record wildlife and sort of show it through the medium of TV to other people. So it was I'm immensely proud that I've been involved in something that can maybe in some way go towards helping a species from becoming extinct.
All right, Gordon Buchanan of the BBC's Natural History Unit talking about a very positive story this morning, tigers actually burning bright. A population discovered at 13,000 feet, higher elevation than ever seen before, chased up there by humans. Thanks, Gordon.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.